How to Talk to Your Angels book, chapter 1. This chapter will help you in many ways. First thing I would like you to do is to make sure you have a pen and paper nearby you, or underline or write down the points that will be given to you during this chapter. There are many different techniques out there and many ways of communicating and connecting with our guardian angels. What the question you should be asking is, what are you connecting to? My number one first thing I let people know is I connect only with God's angels. So many people don't understand what's really going on with the spiritual world. In many ways, in many sessions that I have with people, they continuously have complications and issues with understanding that angels are not spirit guides. Angels quite often become mistaken as another entity, another spirit, or someone who has passed away. Angels are here to be able to help us, guide us, and direct us through life. Much later, we'll be talking much more in detail in another chapter about this subject in regards towards angels and their duties and their responsibilities and their connections with you. Right now, our first chapter, we are going to stay focused on how to connect with your guardian angel and hear what your guardian angel has to say. But I do want to make for sure that you understand from the beginning that guardian angels are ones that are with you from the beginning. They have never been human, and they are literally connected from God as a source to give you the guidance, the protection, the information, the safety in which you need throughout your life. God's angels are quite different than fallen angels or entities or even spirits. Very different. Talking to a person, and when you're working with someone, is something that is tangible, something you can hold on to, something that is real. We have been taught through life that unless you can see it, touch it, feel it, be a part of it, that it's not real. Do you really truly believe that unless you can touch it, see it, and hear it in your face, you know, over the phone, do you believe that if you cannot, that it does not exist? I hope you're answering no, as we are going through this book right now. It is so important to stay open-minded. It is so important to have belief in order for you to be able to communicate and connect with your guardian angel. Do you believe that the way that you have been taught is correct? That you are living life sin-free, guilt-free, heartfelt, loving life, trusting life, believing and having faith, or even just forgiving the things that have happened around you? Or are you simply on your path towards your destiny? Most of you will definitely answer no, because we are taught to control. We are taught to believe in only what we can see and touch and feel, something that is tangible. Communicating and connecting with your guardian angel is very untangible. It has to do with faith. It has to do with belief. It has to do with trust. And unless you're able to do that, you cannot allow movement in your life as needed in order for you to communicate with your guardian angel. It is necessary for you to have an open mind in all matters, emotional, love-related, physical, health-wise, whatever the messages may be given to you through your guardian angel, it is necessary to always have an open mind and to not fight against the information that will be given to you, which we will be talking about in a moment. through an experience of a client that I've worked with, which I will give as an example. I can bet you that something is missing. And this is why I am here, writing this book for you, to help you, to guide you, and to teach you. Unlike most, they want to be stirring you along. I believe that it is meant for us to teach one another so we all hit our highest potential in life, for us to all fulfill our true purpose in life. So I do everything I possibly can to help to open the doors that you're keeping blocked and hidden with inside of you. And now, by communicating and connecting with your own guardian angel and learning how to do the steps that are necessary to help yourself, this will make a huge difference in your life. This will open so many doors and help you get rid of the indecisiveness, the confusion, the doubt, the faltering, going back and forth. It is such a blessing. See, I believe each of us have a purpose. We all have a reason to be here. By talking with your own guardian angel, learning and listening and keeping open to what your angel may be saying, it might just save your life one day. Our angels know we are here to do. Wait, take that back. Our angels will always love us. They will always try to talk to us, to support us, to guide us, and to give us. But we are stubborn to listen to God's plan. God always has a plan. When you were first created, when you were first thought of, there was already a plan. So there is no time, there is no moment that you should be left in limbo unless it is something that you have created. Even if you think that it may be too late, I have dealt with clients and I have worked with people that have been 89 years old, 115 years old, 75 years old, starting over. It is never too late to work on helping yourself. I believe that everything is possible and not impossible. And by allowing yourself to listen to your guardian angel, you will be given the direction straight from the source. When you ask questions to your angel, what do you hear? Do you hear her voice? Do you hear his voice? Do you feel something? Do you see something? Or sometimes it may just be your own voice answering back for her or for him. Sometimes they will use your voice in that way of communicating with you. Do you know your angel's voice? Most of the time, our angels are talking all of the time. That's not said right, but just fix it. Our angels are talking to us all of the time. We are just way too busy and we're preoccupied. Our angels really have one main mission, which is to help us succeed, and that's the main blessing. Why is it so hard to believe that it is okay to talk to our angels? Because we are taught from the beginning that to have an imaginary friend, to be able to talk to something you can't touch and see, is not real. Having an open mind during this whole process and going through this learning cycle with me, holding your hand and being here with you, is so necessary. It is a must during the process of opening yourself up to learn how to communicate and connect with your own angel. Many people have asked this very simple question. How can I talk to my angel? I have given talks on radio and lectures with seminar on the news and many more ways of communicating with people through personal sessions and group retreats and group sessions, explaining and talking about how to communicate and connect with your guardian angel. And now I'm writing a book so that you may go back and look at it over and over again until you're able to practice it good enough where it becomes a part of you and you succeed at having that communication with your guardian angel. You need to be ready and listening and getting ready to live true. It seems hard, but it is not. God opens our third eye to help hear so we can get the messages. I'll give an example. I have a client I have worked with for years. His name is Jay. Jay came to me because his wife felt as though he has been cheating on her, that her husband was being unfaithful. He had been sleeping on the couch, so this means he is guilty in most women's eyes. So he came in to see me to prove to her he is so innocent and that he really does love her, more than words can say. I saw through talking with him, I saw through talking with his guardian angel that Jay had been molested by his cousin and that he has some very deep roots holding him back, stopping him from pushing him forward as he hoped he could. His family really didn't want to see him talk about it, even though he did tell his mom, he was told, shh, don't talk about such things. That could destroy the family. Point is, he was all locked up inside, not as passionate and free, because his angel is showing me how he is shut down. I worked with Jay, helping him heal, forgive, and release the pain, the deceit that he had been feeling through the years. And now it's time for him to connect to his own guardian angel and build his relationship once again with himself, with his guardian angel, and to reconnect with his wife. Here is where James comes alive. Once he began to see he can do this, Jay changed in many ways. He started being so passionate about God and Jay's purpose. He tried to talk to his angel so many times. It was like the pressure was building because he actually was not getting very far. At all but the truth be told, he actually wasn't getting very far at all, to be honest. And to be very honest with what happened is he was so focused on allowing himself to control the situation and controlling what it was he felt, controlling what it was he was doing, that he didn't allow himself to just be. Being is the part that is magic. To allow yourself to let go and let God and to just be is the thing that is the most necessary part of communicating and connecting with your guardian angel. When Jay was trying to communicate and connect with his guardian angel, it was about him having control. And it was about him wanting it now, like a spoiled little kid. He didn't allow himself to focus on truly meditating and letting go and letting God handle it. He wanted it when he wanted it, at the moment he wanted it, the way he wanted it, as well as not willing to listen to the messages and to the information that his angel may be giving him, which was a big, big part of it. But the blessing and the part that was amazing that helped to create and make huge amounts of movement for Jay was his angel started the progress by helping him, by showing him the scent of lavender. I said, because your angel is showing me how she gives you the scent of lavender to let you know she is around. So you know, Jay, your angel is right by your side. Lavender is not common to just smell. So I love that the angel has chosen this. Lavender. It is also calming, which is what he needs because of his stress and his busy schedule. He always has it. It's a great gift, I saw. So he began to know in his car he could smell lavender, and Jay's angel was there. If he would ask for help, Jay would have lavender. So Jay knew his angel is there. Jay began to become very aware of what times she would come and how she was there at every stressful, trying time, lonely moment. And more importantly, it made him feel loved, embraced, protected, and watched over. So through the time that he was having difficulty, the scent of lavender would surround him without warning, without him asking, without him trying. Or say he would be asking a question, let me smell the scent of lavender to let me know I'm going the right direction. And if it's not going the right direction, you know, don't let me smell the scent of lavender. So if he would, you know, he would ask questions just to test the direction and test his connection with his guardian angel. And not testing it to prove that it's real, but test it so he could learn to trust, which is much different. It was his hope, his faith, that began to change. So huge, but still he could not hear her. Why is this? It's simple. I have said this since page one. You just need to be. Let go, let God, and just be. I know it sounds hard, but once you understand, it's amazing and it's so great. You have reached a powerful, amazing level within your soul and your spirit. We become consumed with the world around us. And this creates negativity, negative energy, watching the news, the programs, the TV series, the newspapers, and even our computers are outlets for disaster. They show us that murders or to see people suffer or to see people get hurt is a joke. Comedy is so rude and so hurtful, but people think that to see someone bleed or to see someone shameful or to see someone embarrassed is a joke. The news talks only about how the planet is in disaster instead of talking about how to help us grow and help us become as one. The TV series talk about why be faithful to your husband or your wife or your partner? Why not allow yourself to continue cheating so we can use the other person? Our children don't know what allowing themselves to have faith and confidence in their parents is anymore because the television programs show that children shouldn't listen to their parents. There is never parents even in the children programs to show that there is a respectful level. The word respect has slowly been being taken away. And truly, we are at the age where respect does not really exist no longer. Not to mention all the disasters that has been in regards towards even the religious leaders, the molestations and the police and the government, and how we just turn our eyes and turn our head. How it is okay for someone to be a thief, or for someone to have a position in power if you're rich and do sin. But if you are middle class or poor, the justice system will absolutely, absolutely go hard down on you. So don't give it power by feeding and by listening or by watching. Learn to feed yourself love, empowerment for you, strength and truth, by allowing yourself to open your eyes to the world. You'll begin to become healed from being tricked or veiled with the yuck that is out there. Change the word yuck to disgust. To just be is to be filled with love and peace, truth, and to not be tricked or persuaded. To connect to hear your angel, we need to follow those 10 laws, the 10 commandments from Moses, which were the laws we have lived by for years. Till recently, the last 150 years are sad. Ethics, loyalty, truth is very rare now. But what's really great is your angel has all that just for you, to guide you, to give you, and to protect you. Follow these laws of keeping your soul clean from sin and being peaceful, filled with joy, and allow God's will to take you. This will help more than I can express. I wish and pray the world has the blessings to talk to their own angels. And if they do, the world would be peaceful and filled with light. When hearing what your angel tells you, write it down. It comes in many forms. Number one would be through you at first, hearing your own voice, giving you the messages that did not come from you. So, for example, you will hear a message where you'll be driving and your angel will talk to you and say, "Oh, don't forget, Sally, you need to make for sure and connect with John, because John is going to help open the door with that career move that you're trying to make." And you know it's not something that you made up. That's an example, because you know that is not something that you've created and nothing that you could have allowed yourself to even think up. When you hear messages where your guardian angel guides you, and at the beginning it will be in your voice sometimes, and your guardian angel will guide you and say, "Sally, do not turn left. That is not the right direction. Please make for sure and go straight." And you will have this knowledge and this sense and this voice that is telling you to go this direction. That is your guardian angel. The more you trust, the more you listen, the more you get on board with allowing yourself to follow the path in which your guardian angel is guiding you, you will then hear your angel's voice, which is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Another is through your dreams, during your sleep. Your angels come through at this time when we are really busy and have crazy schedules, because we don't listen to our angels during the day, because our schedules and everything that we are doing is too back to back to back, so we get disconnected. To hear your angel is wonderful, but you need to wake up slowly when she communicates with you and connects with you through your dreams. Through your dream state, it is necessary to be very, very cautious and paying attention to the message as you awake, and not to be waking up so abruptly, but to calmly and slowly awake from the dream state. so that you don't forget the messages, and write them down. I always want to remind you guys to write them down. You won't receive a dream or a voice every day, only as needed. And at the beginning, thereafter, a while, the more you become connected, the more you will let go and let God and just be, which is something that takes a lot of practice. But I guarantee you, once you get it, you can never get rid of it. And it will be like a snap of a finger, an easy, easy process for you to get right back to that space, no matter how negative things may be around you. You will hear more clear than you might even begin to see your angel. It's amazing to have this happen. It's a gift. You can never stop loving or be dull from. It is so exciting. It is so fulfilling in every way. Most important about hearing your guardian angel is to not doubt. Have faith and don't test your angel to prove points. Relax and let your angel come to you slowly till it becomes natural. Learn to just be relaxed and let go and let God and just be. What does this mean? How do you do this? Meditation. Jeez. Heaven, dear Jesus. Okay. Sorry. Meditation is a great way to let go, let God, and be. Either sit or lie down and focus on releasing the worry, the control, and the pain you may be holding onto. Breathe this out and breathe in love and light and new beginnings. Believe that things can change in your life. That by allowing yourself to inhale the positive and bringing in new beginnings and opportunity, and exhaling the negative and releasing the stress and the worry, will help make the movement that is necessary. You cannot see the light. If you cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, believe and know your angel is there. Your angel has held you up so many times, from childbirth till now. Why would your angel not hold you now? As you meditate, focus and focus and focus on letting go of your day, yesterday, or even tomorrow. I know it sounds hard, but it takes a little while. But once you get it, you're there. You're talking, you're hearing. It is such a wonderful experience. Let this be a fun thing to do, not a race or a timeline. Truly give in and be. Keep notes always. Journal everything and enjoy this. Meditation, journaling, but number one, to just be, is the key to hearing your angel. Good luck. The end of chapter 1.